Hi guys, I want you to check out Antonio's newest book, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles. Not just because he is the host of the show is named after him, or because he's my best friend, but the book, if you allow it, it's powerful, it's life-changing, and it will help you change your perspective, something that we vividly talk about on this podcast. It's not a religious book. It is in a sense, but it's really a self-help book. And if you're struggling in life, if you're wandering around confused and lost and without a compass, this book will definitely guide you along your way. So look for God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It is available everywhere. Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Nook Books, iBooks, and local bookstores near you. And if you go in a bookstore and it's not there, request that it's there so other people can be inspired, can be guided, and can change their life. Remember, God at War, The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr.
Now, there's a really funny thing that people don't respect, and they should. Your character will get you further than your talent ever will. I cannot begin to stress this enough. Most people will not acknowledge that they have character issues, and it is your character that people will bless. Now, of course, there are some circumstances that your talent will be a blessing for you. People will look at your talent, and people will bless your talent, and people will be blessed by your talent and want to get near your talent, but that will only take you so far. Because at the end of the day, talented or not, people want to work with you. And if they can't work with you, if they can't feel comfortable around you, then you will not go any further than the limitations of your talent. There are many people who are billionaires today who have no talent, according to what you would say. Their talent is reading newspapers. Warren Buffett is a great example of this. He's not a basketball player. He doesn't sing. He doesn't have the popular talents that any of you will call talents. What he does is he processes information, and he has character that allows people to like who he is. And since they like who he is, he got his first shot because he was a young, ambitious 12-year-old kid wanting to get into finance, and so on and so forth. People do this here. Napoleon Hill, the author of Think and Grow Rich, got his first shot by Andrew Carnegie. 20 years he worked for free. 20 years he worked for free, just researching. Today we talk about him. Of course we talk about him. He's Napoleon Hill. Wrote the greatest book of all time, arguably, all because of character. What am I trying to tell you? You gotta watch your character. Your character is very important. Your character is what's gonna get you there. I get it. I know you. You're a hustler. You work hard. Let's test your character a little bit. I want you to be honest with me, or at least honest with yourself. And I want you to ask yourself, when was the last time something was your fault? This is a great test of character. I'll throw a few more tests out here, but let's start with this one. This is a great one. When is the last time something was your fault? If you can't think of a time, your character is extremely flawed. You have a victim mentality. You have a mentality in which, and we do this all the time, when someone is late for work, we say, you know what? This is Betsy. Betsy's always late. She's always holding me up. When we're late for work, we say, oh, you know what? It was the traffic. It was everything else. That's because we have this mentality in which we want to judge people by their actions, but we want you to judge us by our intentions. Ask yourself, honestly, when is the last time you had to apologize for something you did that was your fault in your relationships, on your jobs, however that may be, with your children? You got to think about that one day. Not too long ago, about a week ago, I was putting my oldest son to bed. He likes to stay up all night. His sleep schedule's a bit messed up because I allowed it to get that way. And I homeschool my boys. And he was up. And I get up to use the restroom. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I walk by his room. And I see he's still up. And of course, we start homeschooling at 9 o'clock every morning. Clockwork. I'm a pretty punctual guy. And this is a true story. In the middle of the night, I say, Aiden, that's my oldest boy's name. I say, you're still up. I told you to go to bed. You're going to get in trouble. You're going to get in trouble in the morning when I try to wake you up. And, you know, normally that's nothing. I don't know. Maybe it was 3 o'clock in the morning. I wasn't aware. Something in the way I said it, I didn't yell. I'm not much of a yeller in my house, but something about the way I said it, something about my energy, he felt, and I saw it in his eyes. I saw it, and it hurt his feelings the way I did it. And so I go back to my little sleep area, and it just bothered me. It literally bothered me. Now pay attention to this next part, because this next part is for you. I sit there and it's eating at me for about 45 seconds. And I didn't let a minute go by. And I got up. And don't applaud me just yet. I got up and I went to him and I said, all right, son, you're not going to get in trouble, buddy. So I called my boys. Buddy. Both of them, buddy. I said, you're not going to get in trouble. Just relax. But you know what, guys? That didn't work. His feelings were already hurt because me and my boys have a relationship, and it's not the kind of relationship that we have. I don't even have to discipline my boys much because the relationship we have, they would rather impress me than for me to be upset with them. And so I gave him a hug. That didn't work. Not that he had an attitude, I felt his energy. I felt his heart broken. Because, again, it's not how his dad talks to him. Here's the deal. I don't even remember how I said it. I know it wasn't with a great attitude, but whatever it was, he felt it. And I want to point out, just as a little pause here, you don't have to yell to hurt people, and you don't have to have what you call an attitude to actually have one. Okay, I want you to recognize these two things. You don't have to actually yell to hurt people, and you don't actually have to have an attitude that you call it to actually have one. And so, me apologizing. Well, I didn't got to the apology yet. Me saying, you know what? You're not going to get your feelings hurt. I mean, you're not going to get in trouble. That didn't work. Me giving him a hug. That didn't work. So I apologize, buddy. I'm sorry. Hey, buddy, you know, that I'm sorry. You're going to be okay. It's okay. We can't just stay up all the time late at night. It's okay. Still didn't work. 3 attempts. Still didn't work. Then I had to ask myself, who am I apologizing for? Because certainly he's hurt. But up until that point, it was about me feeling bad. Oh, see, you gotta see, I'm trying to help you, okay? Up until that point, it was about me feeling bad. And so the 3 things I did made me feel better. Let's walk through them. Hey, and I reversed the first thing I said. You're not going to get in trouble. Reverse. That makes me feel better. It didn't make him feel better. Hey, I walk up on them. Give me a hug. That makes me feel better. Does it make him feel better? Hey, you know, it's okay, buddy. All three of these things made me feel better. And then it dawned on me. I need to make him feel better. Now, you should probably listen. So I gave him a big hug and I pulled him close. And I didn't let him go until his body relaxed. And then I kissed him on the forehead. And now that's a big deal because that's not actually stuff that I do, if you know me. I'm not sure if I've ever kissed my boys on the forehead. We give each other high fives and, you know, hugs, and we laugh and we joke and we do sort of, we have a different way of showing affection. But this time I broke character, I should say. I gave him a kiss on the forehead and I say, listen, daddy's sorry. I hurt your feelings. And I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Now, obviously, we gotta wake up, but there's plenty of different ways that we could wake up. As a matter of fact, we homeschool and daddy owns everything. I could have pushed your school back an hour, hour and a half for you to get some sleep. I could have did a lot better, buddy. That's my fault. Don't feel bad for daddy's mistake. That's my fault. And this is something I have to fix with you right now. Now, my son's just 8. He'll be 9 in a few days, actually. He'll be 9. He'll be 9 on Halloween. So you get to listen to this right before Halloween occurs. And he's precious, obviously. 8-year-old boy. But what was telling about this entire moment was my character. I'm not saying this to brag, because obviously this is a terrible, vulnerable story in which I didn't do the right thing by my own seed, my oldest boy, wrong. But the character I'm trying to display here is not that I did the right thing. That wasn't right. The character I'm trying to tell you about is I recognized that I was doing stuff to make me feel better and not the one I hurt. And how many of you can say the same thing? How many of you can say that you are literally doing things to make you feel better? Your apology is an apology. It's an apology to you. It's not an apology for what you have done. It's not an apology for who you have hurt. It is an apology to make you feel better. And that's not going to cut it. That's not what people are going to pay thousands of dollars to see. That's not what people are going to hire and promote you for. I had to man up, or better said, I had to become a human being again. And I had to admit that what I did was wrong. Some of you got that right. But what you don't have right is what I did to fix it was all about me. Sometimes we can do the right things for the wrong reasons. Yeah, I said the right words, but it was for me. The moment I hugged him and genuinely went after his pain, it stopped. He laughed. And the funny thing about the story is I told him, stay up, buddy. Stay up all night. When we get to homeschool, because I pick him up. I take my boys to my office. So I don't do the homeschool inside the home. It's kind of weird to have school and home in the same place. So I take him to the office and we do it in the office. And I even let him take a nap. Now, obviously, right? Some of you are like, well, that's crazy parenting. This isn't about my parenting. This is about my character. Took like an hour nap. In that hour nap, he felt safe and secure that he wasn't going to get in trouble. And what broke my heart was when he woke up from that hour nap, he was like, I'm not in trouble, huh, Daddy? And I said, no. You see, he still remembered the pain that I had gave him hours before. He wasn't hurt anymore. Now he was cautious of the side effects of my character. Listen to what I just said. He wasn't hurt anymore. We made up. He forgave me. That's what kids do. But he was now cautious of my character. Now imagine if I had bad character. Imagine how many people love you today. Yes, you made up. Yes, you've apologized. Yes, you're still married. But they have to brace themselves because your character, they don't have a good experience with. And so that's what I wanted to teach you today. I wanted to teach you about your character and the day that I hurt my son. Can't get more transparent than that. And in the spirit of transparency, let me end you and challenge you with this. I end by saying, don't make people brace themselves of your character and your challenge until we meet again. Is to ask yourself, am I apologizing to make me feel better or them?
Hi guys, I want you to check out Antonio's newest book, God at War: The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles. Not just because he is the host of the show is named after him, or because he's my best friend, but the book, if you allow it, it's powerful, it's life-changing, and it will help you change your perspective, something that we vividly talk about on this podcast. It's not a religious book. It is in a sense, but it's really a self-help book. And if you're struggling in life, if you're wandering around confused and lost and without a compass, this book will definitely guide you along your way. So look for God at War: The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr. It is available everywhere: Amazon, Kindle, Barnes and Nobles, Nook Books, iBooks, and local bookstores near you. And if you go in a bookstore and it's not there, request that it's there so other people can be inspired, can be guided, and can change their life. Remember, God at War: The Day God Decided to Flex His Muscles, written by Antonio T. Smith Jr.